This is Laura Oakes, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Phone line, we have one of my favourite female country singers from the UK, Laura Oakes. Welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
That's good, that's good. You still got your Liverpool accent, I hear.
Yeah, it's just not going anywhere. I've decided.
Are you still living in London now?
I'm in London still, yeah.
Good, good. So, we've got a new single out, which we'll talk about a little bit later, but one of the things I wanted to bring up was, how have you been faring with this coronavirus?
Just been like the maddest year, I think, for everyone, like artists definitely included. Kind of recording has kept me going, live streaming has really kept me going as well. It's been so nice to still be connected to people, even if it is kind of, you know, via the internet and via a computer screen. Kind of getting there and getting used to the idea, but yeah, it's been a big learning curve, I think, for everyone. Kind of just how do we navigate being a musician and an artist in, you know, a world where, you know, the one thing that we do, performing live, hasn't been able to happen for most of the year.
Financially, it must be a bit of a stress as well.
I kind of go, you make your living from getting out and playing live. So when that can't happen, it is definitely quite stressful. It's just been a year of kind of going, right, how do we approach this like nice curveball that we've been thrown?
So it must be difficult to plan anything going ahead, because you're being you know, like a support artist to a couple of major artists recently.
Before
the virus, anyway.
I've been really lucky for the support shows that I've been on over the last year. A lot of Nashville artists who, you know, as we know, have been coming over to the UK more and more. And that's such a shame that that's kind of had to go on pause for the foreseeable. As you say, like, it's really hard to plan things with the industry we're in. You can't really just go, all right, okay, we can open up, let's open tomorrow. No. It's a much longer process than that. You have to go, right, okay, it's safe and we can do it. Now we need to put things on sale for a few months. Now people need to feel safe and able to come. So that's the hard bit, is that even when it's sort of, there's some level where we can go back to normal, we can't just pick up where we've left off, I don't think. So yeah, it's a shame. All of that's been, it's a shame, kind of, you can't really plan for anything at the minute. We'll see.
This is Laura Oakes and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Just a one time.
so many things have been cancelled, thinking, oh, it'll be okay in the autumn. But, this week they've announced that the CMA Awards is not going to have an audience. That's going to be live on TV, but from a different type of venue. So that's going to be interesting how that develops. And will C2C come back next year? We don't know.
Everything's crossed on this end that we'll have a C2C next year. But as you say, we just wait with bated breath and see.
Yeah, good. So have you done anything live at all? Because a few artists I know that are going out and doing a few outdoor things.
Yeah, well, actually, really kind of out of the blue, I kind of resigned myself to just thinking, oh, well, this year playing live's just not going to happen. And I kind of just put myself very much into writing and recording mode. But I kind of, a couple of weeks ago, I got a call from an artist that I know well in Denmark, saying, could you come over for a couple of weeks kind of and play a couple of weeks of writers' round shows with some Nashville artists. Everything has kind of been a lot more calm and safer in Denmark. So they're kind of ahead of us with opening venues, and things are starting to go ahead now. So I've just recently got back from playing in Denmark, which was so nice. It was such a tonic after not being able to get out and play for so many months, to get over there. Like, it was kind of felt a bit weird. I kind of didn't really think about, I was like, right, let me just get there and see if it happens. I was kind of in disbelief that I'd actually be playing in front of an audience, until I was actually in front of them. But it all went really well. And it's a nice sign for us, because it does show that things like that can happen, even with the new restrictions. So things, it's nice to see a country that are a little bit kind of more settled with it than we are at the minute. And, writers' round shows and acoustic shows can happen. It was all seated and socially distanced and stuff, but in some capacity, there is hope that shows will go on, hopefully.
Good.
Soon.
Excellent. Anyway, you talked about recording. Are you recording a new album, new EP, or just this single?
I'm just recording. I kind of sat down in March and everything shut down, and I was like, right, this is the time to kind of, with playing live so much, you kind of don't get a lot of time to record the stuff that you're writing all the time. So I've just been recording a lot of that, but with this new single that's coming out, it's an acoustic version of the single that I released in March, How Big Is Your World, which has all been, like, so many other artists have done, all recorded at home, in lockdown, and I'm really, really happy with how it's sounding. So that comes out this week, and I'm really excited to just have new music out there. And it's nice to kind of go back in to songs that you've already recorded. They were fully produced up the first time you did them. With this recording, I kind of wanted to go back in, strip it all away, and kind of put the focus more on the song itself. So I hope people enjoy it.
Okay, well, we're proud to be one of the first to play it, and which we will, and I'll get you to announce it right now.
So this is Laura Oakes, and this is How Big Is Your World.
Thank you, Laura. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
See you soon.
This is Laura Oakes, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
We lock our doors, close all the blinds, shut out the world. They say it's safer inside, but don't you feel restless? Like there's something more. Let's go outside, look at the sky. Do you ever wonder what's behind? So much mystery. People that we can't see, living their lives like you and me. It's all the same, I guess, when you get down to it. How big is your world? Is your world. If you never get out there, have you really lived? There's so much to learn with each turn of the earth, and so much to give.
So much to give.
Don't you feel restless? There's gotta be more. Let's go outside, look at the sky. Do you ever wonder what's behind? So much mystery, people that we can't see, living their lives like you and me. It's all same, I guess, when you get down to it. How big is your world and all its color? How big are the stars you're sleeping under? How big is our love? The sky, do you ever wonder what's behind? So much mystery, people that we care.